moosejawtoday.com. The Public Art Committee has been engaging in several brainstorming sessions lately as it attempts to determine how to handle mural-related concerns and manage future projects. The group heard during a recent meeting that the mural known as The Tradition Continues is currently on canvas and is being stored at the Moose Jaw Museum and Art Gallery, MJMAG, in its vault collection, a city council report said. The committee debated the best location for this healthcare-themed mural while acknowledging that due to the MJMAG needing to store the canvas inside, the painting's large size, and its theme, there were few suitable locations to hang it. Members also learned that moving the canvas could be another complication because to do so properly, the MJMAG would need to create a large stretcher, which would be expensive, the report continued. The committee later decided to keep this mural on the list of outstanding items and discuss it again in the future. Meanwhile, Jennifer McCrory, committee chair, said she had spoken with the Moose Jaw Chinese Community Network about the Chinese-focused mural and would consult further about the artwork's relocation. Once that occurs, she will provide an update at a future meeting. Also, after some discussion, the committee agreed that, while members wanted to see the Storm in Main Street mural reproduced and relocated, it is still mostly visible on the east side of the former Times Herald building, despite construction on that wall, and can remain as is for now. Besides murals, the Public Art Committee also discussed ways to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, according to the council report. Members decided to contact the Crescent Park Foundation to see what its plans are to have more tree carvings created in the park and whether it would consider making a carving dedicated to the RCAF. McCrory said she would contact the foundation for details and would provide an update. The committee also acknowledged that several community organizations will be having events to celebrate the RCAF centennial during the week of September 7 to 14 and thought creating and installing an anniversary banner over Main Street around that time would be appropriate. Administration planned to review this suggestion and provide an update in the future. Meanwhile, administration informed the committee that the Downtown Moose Jaw Association has confirmed the location for the Ukrainian sculpture, while city crews will install a plaque to accompany the artwork once the association has clarified the script. During its recent May regular meeting, council received the committee's meeting minutes from its April get-together and unanimously approved them. The minutes from the Public Art Committee's May meeting will likely be presented during council's next meeting in either late May or early June. The next regular council meeting is Monday, May 27.